Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge is the busiest railway station in the east of England, with more than 11.5 million people entering and exiting the station over the past year. The figures from the Office of Road and Rail show the number of people travelling on Greater Anglia trains during the second quarter of 2018 increased by 4.2% over the same period last year. Jonathan Denby is from Greater Anglia. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. What's the reason behind the increase?
I think there's a number of factors that contribute to it. Clearly, Cambridge as a city is incredibly well connected by train. Of course, it's got two separate routes to London. It's got direct services to Stansted, to Norwich, to Ipswich, to Peterborough, the East Coast Main Line, and across to Birmingham. So it's a very easy place to get to by rail. Of course, as a city, we all know it's thriving. You know, it's got a worldwide reputation for education, for health, and the business sectors as well. So there's lots of reasons why people would want to come and to and from Cambridge. So I think that's also a factor. And over the last sort of 4 or 5 years, I think progressively a number of things have happened from a rail perspective to make travelling by rail an even better option from Cambridge. And by that I mean there are more frequent services than there used to be. There are more direct destinations. For example, there's now two trains an hour to Stansted. They only used to be one, for example. There's more frequent services to and from London. So actually, as an option, rail has become more convenient. And actually, as well, there's a lot of good value fares out there as well. So particularly off-peak, you can get some really good deals. And I think if you put all those factors together, I think that means that sort of that contributes to why Cambridge is such an attractive place by rail. Yes, of course, it's about having the right train services, but of course, people don't, well, with very few exceptions, people don't tend to travel for train just for the sake of traveling by train. They travel because they want to get to a particular place, and Cambridge obviously is a thriving city.
Yeah, the thought did cross my mind when I saw that the Greater Anglia figures had gone up. It was simply because people are hopping on a Greater Anglia train in the second quarter of this year because of the problems with the Great Northern ones.
I don't think we've seen that, to be honest. I think what we've seen is general growth in passenger numbers anyway.
Certainly true from the figures.
With the airport, for example, not only is the airport growing at Stansted, but also we are continuing to generate a higher market share of the people that do travel to the airport. So even more people than ever are taking the train.
So that's interesting in itself. So people are now, as you say, they're doing it because they want to go to a particular destination, but they're choosing to take the train over, well, I guess the obvious alternative is taking the car, of course.
Indeed, and I think there's, again, a number of factors for that. If you take the airport as a good example, so already, over 50% of people who travel to Stansted Airport use public transport, and 30%, of the overall figure of people arriving at the airport are now travelling by train. So that's the highest number that there's ever been since the airport opened. I think another factor in there, as well as the convenience or frequency or value of rail in certain places, is the fact that driving has been getting more expensive. So the price rises for fuel have meant that sort of petrol and diesel are both more expensive than they used to be. So that's clearly the roads in many places are quite congested. So from that point of view, that does make rail a more attractive option. Mm.
And Stansted's interesting. I noticed in your table of stations, which Cambridge, as we mentioned, comes out at the top, Stansted has now become the second most popular station, if that's the right expression, overtaking Chelmsford, presumably because of all those factors you mentioned there.
Yeah, and the since sort of 2013, when Manchester Airports Group took over the airport, they've really been working hard to expand the airport and the variety of destinations that you can go to and from Stansted. So it's now a really attractive airport, and they're now putting in some long-haul flights to destinations around the world as well. So the airport is just growing and growing and growing, and clearly from that point of view, that's what's driving that sort of a rise into second place above some of the places sort of like Chelmsford, Tottenham Hill and Colchester, which are the more traditional commuting stations for people coming in and out of London.
Would you say that you've seen any stations seeing a decrease in passengers?
I would not so much a decrease. Mm. What I would say is that clearly we've got some at the quieter end of the network. You've got some stations that are clearly sort of far less used, if you like. Uh-huh. And but those tend to be places that are in really rural areas with there's not a lot of sort of housing or other things there. So you know, places like the least used stations, places like Buckingham and Chippy Hill. If you go there, there's actually not many things there. There's very sort of few people living near there, and there's no other sort of particular things that encourage people or drive people to travel to those stations. Mm. So that tends to be the sort of the typical thing you get.
Well, on a separate matter, I noticed this morning that the pressure group Rail Future are calling for an additional entrance into Cambridge Station. Would that be feasible?
I think it's one of the things we need to look at. So what is clear from the things we've just been discussing is that Cambridge is now the busiest station in the region and continuing to grow. Clearly, one of the things that's helping to make a difference going forward is the fact we've got now a new station at Cambridge North, which, again, is more convenient for some people on that side of the city. And indeed, there's a significant amount of work going on in partnership with the Department of Transport and with Network Rail to look at the options for a station at Cambridge South. But even if that does come to pass, I think Cambridge Station in the centre is still going to continue to grow. So I think what we do need to do is work with other partners, with Network Rail, with Department of Transport and others, and partners like Rail Future, who we work quite closely with, to look at what the best option will be for ensuring that Cambridge Station itself is able to expand and cope with the continuing growth in demand. In the last 2 or 3 years, the new platform 7 and 8 were installed, and that's been really important and made a massive difference. But if we continue to see the amount of growth we've seen in the past 5 years, then clearly we will need to look at other steps. Whether the eastern entrance is something that's sort of the best option, don't know. It could be, but we need to do a proper sort of review together to see what we think is the best, most effective way of tackling that continuing growth.
Well, Jonathan, thanks for your time this morning. Are you doing anything nice for Christmas?
I'm going to be going home for most of it, and then going up north to see my family all up in West Yorkshire. So I'll be heading that way.
You're going there by train?
I absolutely will, yes.
Good answer. Thank you very much indeed, Jonathan. That's Jonathan Denby from Greater Anglia talking to us there about the increase, a rather large increase, in passenger numbers at Cambridge Station.
Cambridge 105 Radio.